Almenisa, 1-4-12. To Kembla Grange, our main New South Wales provincial program, fine and a good four. The first two races are clear. The third, number three, Falster, and six, Spencer, 3-6. The fourth clear, race five, number five, Canford Calling, number five. Race six, number three, Flame of Love, number three. And race seven, three, Madam Gazelle, five, See Me Out, and 10, Sweet as Eyes, 3, 5, and 10. To Albury, it's overcast and a good four, the Penno 4.98. Race one is clear at Albury. Race two, take out number one. Race three, the scratchings are 3, 10, 12, 14, and 17. Race four, take out number five. Race five at Albury, scratchings 6 and 10. Race six, number five, and race seven, take out 3 and 10. The other New South Wales country meeting at Armidale, fine and a soft five. Race one is clear. Race two, take out the four emergencies, 15, 16, 17 and 18. The third, number eight, is out as well as 11, 12 and 13. 8, 11, 12 and 13 out of the third. The fourth clear. Race five, take out two and five. And race six, the scratchings are 6, 14 and 15. That's the information there for Armidale. To Moonee Valley for Cox Plate Day. Overcast, they've received 1 mil of rain overnight. The track is a good 3, penetrometer 4.48, and the rail is staying in the true. Race 1, take at 11, Trilly, number 11. Race 2 at Moonee Valley, number 8, Petite Reward, number 8. The 3rd, number 7, Easy Beast, and 10, Sam's Image, 7 and 10. The fourth, number one, Limestone, and 11, She's Popular, 1 and 11. Races 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7 at Moonee Valley, number 9, Royal Disguise, number 9. Race 8, number 5, Jungle Edge, number 5. And the last couple of races are clear. That's the information for Moonee Valley. Maybe a shower or two through the day, but the radar at this stage looks pretty clear. To Doomben, it's fine and a soft five, an upgrade on the cards, Penno 5.16. I'm going to give you numbers only here. These certainly aren't interim. They're no daylight saving there. So at the moment, race one is clear. Race two at Doomben, you can take out at the moment 1, 5, 7, 8, 12, 14, then 15 and 18. Race 3, take out number 12. The 4th, take out the moment, 12 and 17. Race 5, take out number 12. Race 6 at Doomben, at the moment, take out 4 and 15. Race 7, the scratchings are 9 and 12. Race 8, take out 2, 4, 6, 8, 13, 14 and 16. Race 9, the current scratchings are 1, 4, 8, and 14. And race 10 at Doomben, the current scratchings are 1, 4, 7, 14, 16, and 18. Now, when they become final, when we have Bernadette Cooper, particularly on radio a little while later, we'll give you the final scratchings. And finally, it's Morfordville in Adelaide. It's fine and a good four. The rail is at 9 metres and the penetrometer 5.25. These have just gone interim. The first three races are clear. Race four, Morfordville, six, Skullduggery, and eight, Final Table, 6 and 8. The fifth, take out 3, Hell on Earth, 11, Sir Charleston, and 12, Super Crunch, 3, 11, and 12. Race 6, number 6, Star Fortune, number 6. And race 7, take out 4, The Dynamo, 6, Mile High, 8, Rock Status, 12, American Star, and 15, Galaxy Falls. 4, 6, 8, 12 and 15. And they're the interim scratchings for Morfordville. For our Sky Sports Radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview that meeting at 11 this morning. In a moment, we'll start previewing Randwick.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team. We're offering a fabulous filly by Medagliadoro, sire of 103 stakes winners, 17 at Group 1 level, including the Gay Train Slipper Sensation Vancouver from Catalan Bay. Winner of 3 races in Group 2 performer, second Dan Kim Angel was a Group 1 Derby winner.
She's very much like Vancouver. She's got size, length, and there's something about her that all of us liked.
Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our big projected tote pools on the racing action this weekend. Today, there's a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick. And tonight, we've got a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the TAB app. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The Big Sports Breakfast celebrates the start of the cherry season this Wednesday by coming to you live from Sydney Markets Flemington for the annual cherry auction. It's proudly presented by the Sydney Markets and the Sydney Markets Foundation and raises much-needed funds for Save Our Sons of Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy. Come along and enjoy the entertainment or tune in as we come to you live from Sydney Markets Wednesday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1, Foxtel Channel 526.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'd love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is the preview hour for Royal Randwick Racing today, and starting it off, Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. And last night it was wrapped up, the Blake Shin inquiry into his ride on Happy Clapper.
Yeah, it was, Andrew. Look, we found that there was no real integrity concerns in respect to the betting on the race, and so what we're really left with was the ride. Our view was that he made an error of judgment in those early stages to leave a position on the rail. He had a good spot on the back of He Is Our Rocky, and he left that spot to take up a position, one off the rail. But what we said to him, Andrew, is that we didn't think his tactics to do what he did were unreasonable. We thought it was the wrong decision, and it resulted in the horse being shuffled further back than what it was necessary. And, you know, that might have been the difference between winning and losing at the finish. But we said that his tactics there, as I said, were not unreasonable, given the explanation he gave to us.
Okay, so that was wrapped up, the Happy Clapper. Righto, today, what have you found for us, Mark?
Yeah, a couple there, Andrew. Out of the second race, Pumpkin Pie, 14th of October, the highway anniversary. Finished 11th there, beating 3.5 lengths. On that occasion, there was a change of tactic there to Britain more forward. It settled just behind the speed, but in the straight it was badly held up. It never really got clear running at any stage. And Hugh Bowman did say that he felt the horse had something to offer there over the concluding stages, but really wasn't able to test the horse in the straight. Race 3, Andrew, accepted having its first run in Australia on the 14th of October. Finished 7th behind Grand Condor. It missed the start on that occasion, but importantly, it over-raced quite badly throughout the early and middle stages and refused to settle. And it did have some difficulty then obtaining clear running about the 150-metre mark, so it had some excuses. Out of that same race, number 7, Ozark, it was also held up for clear running early part of the straight. The 250 was shifted back to the inside to obtain clear running, but then over the concluding stages it couldn't be tested again. Held up, it certainly should have finished much closer than the 2.5 lengths it finished behind Grand Condor. To the highway race 4, Andrew, Sovereign Air badly held up a clear running in the highway on the 7th of October, beaten 2 lengths there by Bronze Venom. And out of that same race also, Dia de Reyes at Bramwick on the 7th of October. It stood flat foot as the start was effective, missed the start, lost about 3 lengths there. Pretty good run in the circumstances, only beaten a length and finishing third behind Bronze Venom. And importantly, look, the winkers go off, come off today and blinkers go on. And the only other one to mention, Andrew, I take you to race 8 in Kaepernick out of the Sydney Stakes on the 14th of October. Disappointing for Clear running at the top of the straight, and then again the 200 metres had to be steadied away from heels and when it was awkwardly placed, and its last 200 metres was pretty good given the impediments it had in the early part of the straight, beat 3 lengths by In Her Time.
Kaepernick there for John O'Shea today. Good on you, Mark. Have a quiet day out there, eh?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Van Gestel from the Stewards. Ron Duppersey, Mike Fraser and Glenn Munsey is here from Tab Fixed Odds. Morning to you, Glenn.
Oh, morning, Andrew. Morning, boys. Corker of a day. So on an improving track at Randwick for, what's this, the fifth Saturday in a row?
Yep, fifth Saturday and the rail back into the true. And as you say, we've got a soft seven, but an upgrade expected early. Let's get stuck into it, Munns. What about the market here for the first?
Oh, the first, Andrew, today... As I scramble through, I've got the wrong sheets out. You wouldn't believe it. Sounds like Michael trying to find his computer. The Celebrations handicap here, the benchmark 72 over 1400. We start with the Mighty Fed with the tongue tie off today as a $16 chance. Groundbreak, $2.15 and favourite. Sparky Lad came out on Thursday, 24 cents the win and nothing the place. Cedarwood is an $8.50 chance. Memento at $4.40. Bull Market came out this morning, the deduction there, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. Warranty is a $5 chance, and All Too Soon with the blinkers on at $8.50. Only slightly more money on Groundbreak than there is on Warranty, and they totally dominate this first race. A long way away is the Mighty Fed and All Too Soon.
Yeah, don't worry about me finding my computer. You managed to find the members' car park on Thursday at the Aussie.
Yeah, well, mate, I was a guest there, so I just thought, why park with all the other rabble? I've just parked in the...
too good. I got a letter about that because I was seen talking to you. the speed in the race here, well, Warranty from Barrier 1 goes straight forward, I think, and takes up the running. Groundbreak won't be too far away. Cedarwood, I think they'll settle in second and third. And Memento is the other one that'll come across and could quite nicely slot into fourth spot.
Yeah, look, a tricky little start to the day. I was first in the form. I was anticipating All Too Soon had run on last night. So they've decided to run her here. She's got no weight on her back. I quite like this filly. I've always liked her. She's not a bad sort. I think she was always going to be better this preparation. I like what I saw from her first up. The form out of the race has stood up. A set of blinkers go on her. Her only run on the soft track was good behind Hulalai. I think she's going to run a race at odds. I've got her on top. 8 to beat 5, Memento. Not bad at stakes level there last time and fits in quite nicely here. I concede Groundbreak's hard to beat. This short price favourite, the form around him is really good now as well. And Warranty got the cosy lead at Kembla and likely to do it again here. 8-5-2-7.
Yeah, it's only a small field, but there's a number of chances. I'm with the 5 here in Memento. Has made nice improvement all 3 runs, ran good time winning that maiden 2 starts back. And then I thought it was pretty good last start in the Reginald Allen behind Torville, where it battled on really well. That was this track and distance. With that run under its belt, back to a benchmark 72 for 3-year-olds, I thought it was the way to go. To beat Groundbreak, no knock on it at all. Won well up on the speed its last couple of starts. The most recent win at Wyong was good. It's got to go an extra 50 metres here, but that doesn't look to be an issue. And looks to get a beautiful run in the first 3. 8 for 3rd, All Too Soon. Yeah, I agree with Ronnie. Was ran quite well there first up in that race at Kembla, a 1,400 metre maiden where they ran good time. This is obviously tougher, but showed ability in that performance. And for 4th, number 4, Cedarwood. If you can forgive its last start at Canterbury, it would have to be given some hope in a race like this based on its previous 2 efforts at Wyong and also at Canterbury. But it was just pretty common the other day, and I just can't really put my finger on why it performed poorly. But as I said, if you can forgive it one run, it's in the mix. 5, 2, 8, and 4.
Race caller Darren Flindell likes the 5 as well. Memento in the first to be 2, 7, and 8. 5, 2, 7, and 8 for Darren in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, this is over the 1,500.
Yeah, and an unusual distance on the course proper at Randwick, 1,500 metres. I couldn't tell you the last race I saw there.
That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the Ford Civil Contracting Handicap here for 3-year-olds and upwards fillies and mares, a benchmark 84 over that 1,500 metres. And Just Dreamin' is a $6.50 chance. Dagny at $5.50. Pumpkin Pies at $5. Awoke is an $8 chance. Miss Dubois at $14. Arne Voida at $15. Loves a Fantasy at $11. Wildflower at $34. And I Am Serious, the bottom one, the favourite at $2.60. Most popular runner here easily is the toppy in Just Dreamin'. Went up $9, was into $8.50 yesterday morning. Now it's $6.50. It has doubled the investment on the favourite, which is second pick, I Am Serious, who went up $3, is now a $2.60 chance.
How did you pronounce number six, Munns?
Arne Voida.
Arne Voida, okay. Well, it's going to roll forward and take up the running. Just Dreaming will hold a really good spot from barrier one. I Am Serious won't get too far away. Also from an ice draw. And the other one, I think, Wildflower, it'll be pushing forward, looking to get into a spot. And I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do with Pumpkin Pie, but if they wanted to press the pedal down, it could probably cross and lead them all. But I'm just thinking that maybe that they'll try and take a sit on it. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I had it striding forward and just sitting in third there outside of probably Just Dreaming. But anyway, I concede that she's short enough considering her last win where it just was just a win, I Am Serious. But I've always been a big fan of her ability. I reckon she's had a few little setbacks this prep. There was a few times there that she was just held back a little bit there, but she seems back on track, off a win now. I think the jar out of the track will suit her. I'm happy to be tipping her, anticipating that a few bookies might want to take her on late here. I think the Danger Stagney, a stablemate, on the quick back up here, and very, very fit now. I can see Just Dreamin's a big, big improver, you know, straight to 1500. That's more her style with the jar out. And best of the rest is Miss Dubois. If they go along a little bit here, I think she's the one that could surprise rushing home late. 9215.
Yeah, I'm with the nine. It's kept improving all three runs for the new stable. Chris gave it a little bit of a push there this morning. Good winner last start at Canterbury over the 1550. Comes back a tad in distance here, but from that draw, gets options to please itself where she wants to be. Got her on top of Just Dreamin'. I thought the total forgive the beat margin first up behind Chalk. It's got good second up form. It's won two from two second right up. And as from that really good draw, it can't help but get a good run. For third, number four, Awoke. Not much luck in its last couple of spaced runs, both at Rose Hill over 1500. Had another 31 days since that run and a nice little trial 8 days ago. So, you know, I'm expecting an improved performance there. And for fourth, number two, Dagny, what you see is what you get. Been a tad disappointing. And it's on the quick back up here. I'm not sure whether that'll suit it or not. But certainly needs to lift a little bit. 9, 1, 4, and 2.
Darren Flindell goes for Awoke for Chris Waller and Jason Collett. Four on top to beat 3, 1, and 6 in race 2. 4, 3, 1, and 6. The third race, Glenn, back over the 1,000 here.
Yeah, this is the E Group Security, and I hope E Group Security was at Moonee Valley last night and got the bloke that spat at Craig Williams and gave him life for doing that. That's not fair. And this is a benchmark 86 over the 1,000 metres, and we've got Tactical Advantage here is a $3 chance, and that's a favourite. Accepted with the Norton bit on and the Lugging bit off is an $11 chance. I thought so at $3.90. Nick Tock is a $7 chance. Pick Me Up came out on Wednesday, the Dual Acceptor. 9 cents a win and nothing to place at that point. Super Maxi is a $9 chance. Ozark at $6.50. Fickle Follies at $15. Machine Gun Jubs, hopefully she goes jumps today, at $10. And Rebel Miss came out this morning, 5 cents a win and nothing to place. Let's have a look at them here now. Tactical Advantage, the best supported runner now, as much as 360, but that's in a full field. Pick Me Up went up $8 and Rebel Miss was an $11 chance. It's the most popular runner. Second pick is I Thought So, and third pick is Nick Tock, but it's not overly busy.
Speed in the race, well, Nick Tock rolls forward. Super Maxi, I think they're the two that'll sort the lead out. What else have I got there? I've got Tactical Advantage coming across, getting into a nice spot just behind Fickle Folly. So they're the four go-forward horses. And if you are interested, the last 1,500-metre race at Randwick was on the 22nd of July.
Oh, so soon?
Yes.
I would have said a couple of years ago.
Well, we weren't here.
look, I think it's between these two favourites here. And look, I want to be with Tactical Advantage. He's had two nice soft trials. He looks genuine. His fresh form's good. I'm not too concerned at the weight over the 1,000 metres here, and I think he's very hard to hold out. I'll be having the eye over the shoulder, though, for this horse, I thought so. I think it's a good move freshening him back to 1,000 metres here, just to take that freshness off him. He just wants to be too aggressive in his races, so he gets the opportunity to relax today and come off that speed under his own steam with a big finish. And another one, the Jar Out, perfect for him. Very wary of this ex-Hong Kong horse, accepted, was off a long break and did a good job first up. Two of his three wins are second up, and both his soft runs were very good in Hong Kong, and he does drop 6 kilos here. And best of the rest is Fickle Folly. It was probably overpriced earlier in the week at $26. She lures Robert Thompson to town. She's a real 1,000-metre mare, and she'll give a bit of a sight. 1, 3, 2, and 8.
Yeah, I'm with the one here. Take the advantage with the new stable. Ex-James Cummings horse. Two very nice barrier trials. Its fresh form is good. Dry and soft tracks, no issue at all. And should posse up in the first 4 or 5 with that one. I don't really see that as being any issue. Gets the right run, it'd be really hard to beat. 6, Super Maxi, I thought this one could improve today. It was a terrific effort first up on the hillside course. It was down on the fence in the worst ground where no horse did any good all day. Battled on really well. Raced like a flat horse there, second up at Mooney Valley. I'm thinking that tough run first up took its toll. 29 days since then, can definitely bounce back, maps really well. I thought it was a bit of a fresh horse on the scene here, so look for an improvement there. 3, I thought so. Both runs back at Randwick have been good, been up on the speed in both of them, over 1,200 metres. As Ronnie pointed out, back to 1,000, no issue there. Should get to travel a little bit kinder, won't pull as much. And for 4th, number 2, accepted. I also agree totally. Really good, its first run back here in that benchmark 80, this track and distance. Dropped 6 kilos with the claim. We'll get back, so you've just got to monitor how the track's playing on the day. But if they're closing quite well, it's certainly got the ability to do so. 1, 6, 3, 2.
Yeah, Darren Flindell likes it as well. Tactical advantage number 1 to beat 3, 4, and 2. Makes it one of his best bets. 1, 3, 4, and 2 for Darren in race number 3. There's a projected pool in the Big 6 today at Randwick of around 100,000. After the break, we'll look at the first leg of that, the Tab Highway.
Punters post-mortem talk spring carnival racing on Monday. The Cox Plate wrap, then the focus turns to Flemington for the Victoria Derby and, of course, the Melbourne Cup. Call 13 53 53 and be a part of Punters post-mortem Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper winning syndicators, and Hawks Racing in this stunning colt by undefeated racehorse Reset, sire of Rebel Raider, Pinker Pinker, and Faulkner. Out of Fiction, the daughter of Golden Slipper winner Polar Success. This outstanding colt looks a real Guineas prospect, with shares starting at $3,990, GST included. Visit derbyracing.com. Derby Racing, the syndicators of Champion 2-year-old of the Year, She Will Reign, and Champion 3-year-old Filly of the Year, Yankee Rose.
AFSL 333-244.
Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre is a tradie's dream. They're out near Narellan at Smeaton Grange. It's a trip worth taking. Their Iveco Daily Range offers outstanding fuel economy, a class-leading turbo diesel engine, and bigger payloads, so you'll get your job done quicker. With all that, the Daily Range really adds up to be a valuable business partner. And for a limited time, you'll receive an extra year's warranty absolutely free. For more Iveco deals, visit stmc.com.au.
If you love a bet this Cox Plate Day, then we bet you'll love Tab's great offers on all Group 1 and Group 2 races too. That's 5 races at the Valley. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
You know, it's ironic. And not in the Alanis Morissetti kind of way. That the medium that allegedly doesn't have any pictures is one of the biggest digital and social media publishers in the country. Yes, radio. With more likes, shares and retweets than loads of other publishers. Imagine what radio can do for your brand. Alive with likes. Oh, hello. Alive with followers. Visit radioalive.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Scratching in the Cox plate, Kapersky has come out this morning at 8:19 due to swelling and soreness in its near foreleg. So the dream for Jane Chappelheim of having a runner in the Cox plate is off. Kapersky out at 8:19. Just before we continue on, don't miss out the biggest Calcutta in the eastern suburbs, the Juniors Melbourne Cup Calcutta, featuring Sky Racing's Greg Radley. When we say the biggest, we mean it. This year, the club is guaranteeing a final prize pool of $50,000. Last year, the winners picked up $52,000. Tickets are just a dollar on the day. You can get them beforehand by going to the Henry Morris Bar or the Legends Lounge, and you'll get two for the price of one. So it's the Juniors Melbourne Cup Calcutta. It starts 3:30 tomorrow week, Sunday, November 5, at the Juniors Anzac Parade in Kingsford. Now we move to race four and the TAB Highway at Randwick. News from Mark Van Gestel. The first emergency, number 15, is now Courtney Vanderwerf. There's no rider at the weight available, and she'll ride 1 kilo overweight. So take note, race four, number 15, is Courtney Vanderwerf, and riding 1 kilo overweight is the story from the stewards here, Glenn.
Righto, Andrew, the TAB Highway this week is a Class 3 event over 1,800 metres, and Sovereign Air is number one here, a $16 chance. A Point Percy is at 26. Dalmatia Prince at $8.50. Last Try Wins came out on Thursday, no deduction. Halbird, 26. Hot Money, 11. Devil's Fire is a $7 chance. Ready for Danger, $4 and favourite. Fireman Sam I Am at $31. Dia De Ray with the blinkers on and the winkers off is a $4.40 chance. Victory Red at 19. Supply Money at 13. Napashini out on Thursday, no deduction. Confidential at 14. Skyge now will carry 54 kilos, a $41 chance. Loyal Toast at $41, and Mo Time out, no deduction. Very, very quiet this race today, the TAB Highway. Best supported runner is one of Matty Dunn's runners in Devil's Fire, the 7. Went up $9, now a $5.50 chance. Second pick would be a very long way away, and it's actually Confidential, the 14.
I've got Halbird and Dalmatia Prince pressing forward, Devil's Fire coming across to be on the speed with them. And then a few of these wide runners, I've got Supply Money, Victory Red, and Hot Money also coming across trying to find some sort of a spot. So they should generate enough speed here, Ron.
Yeah, it looks quite a solid race for an 1,800-metre race. Could be last man standing here at this distance for these country horses. I just think Dalmatia Prince fits in okay here. He's ready to win fourth up. He's off a midweek run at Canterbury, where he was destroyed by Stonebrook, but he holds his second spot there. I just think he ticks a few boxes, likes to sting out of the ground, and maps quite nicely. I'll lean his way at the 8:50. I think Hot Money could do something here. Better record than most, has won at this distance, and just as and looks at improve and ready to win third up. Of the others, no knock on this favourite. He just lacks a bit of experience. Ready for Danger. He destroyed them there in that Moolumbar Class 2 at home last time. And if he reproduces or lifts off that performance, he's certainly a deserved favourite. And I don't mind number... needs a bit of luck to go its way. I don't mind the way number 12's going. Supply Money went about its work pretty good, winning at Albury last time. It's a trap race. 3, 6, 8, 12.
I've got to say, I've looked at this race for about an hour last night, and I've got absolutely no idea, honestly. I think this is the most difficult race of the day. And, you know, I quite like these highways normally. I can narrow it down to a few chances, but there's so many hopes in this. I've gone with Supply Money, the 12 here. The one Ronnie just mentioned there is his fourth pick. Showed nice improvement in its last three starts. Got the job done at Albury the other day and at Mile Race, where it managed to run good time in that Class 3. Obviously has to tick the 1,800-metre box, but I think with Blake McDougall's claim, gets him with 50 kilos on his back. I think a drying track is also a bonus. And look, if he can get into a good spot early, I think he'll have something to offer. 7 for second, Devil's Fire. On pace, that's been close up its last six runs. Was terrific two runs back at Ballina, and then last start came back in distance at Ipswich and led them in a really, really fast run race, was entitled to drop off, but held on really well and was beaten just under a lip. It's got the speed to cross, and I think if it can get a softer run here, it'll have something to offer. 8 for 3rd, ready for danger. No knock on the horse at all. I think a little bit compressed with the price. I couldn't get it anywhere near that short, given the wideness of the field here. And for 4th, number 11, Victory Red. One easier, it's at last two of its last three. Stepped up to a 65 at Tamworth the other day at a big price off 2-0 wins and made it a hat-trick of wins. So maybe it's got a little bit of country ability and can improve here. 12, 7, 8, 11, as I said, I've got no idea.
Yeah, pretty competitive race for the first leg of the Big Six. One sovereign air for Darren Flindell to beat 3, 6 and 10. 1, 3, 6 and 10. To race 5, the scratchings of 6, 9 and 10 here, Glenn.
Yeah, the McMahon's Racecourse Construction Handicap here, a benchmark 83 over 1,400 metres. Gamblestown is a 50-1 chance. Stonebrook, odds on, $1.75. Wayanka at $11. Polaris Jack is an $8 chance. Reneged with the tongue tie on, but the blinkers off at $16. Timeless Prince out, no deduction. High Mist at $7.50. Passage of Time at $5. Gambler's Blues out this morning, 6 cents a win and nothing the place. Wildflower out, running earlier, no deduction. Darts Away is a $23 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is Passage of Time. Roughly half the investment on the race is on Passage of Time. Went up 6, got into 5, then 480, it's gone back to 5. And albeit Gambler's Blues was double figures, so it's basically held its spot from where it first went up, but it's still half the investment on the race. It's got 3 times as much as what Stonebrook has, and it went up $1.90.
Yeah, there's no pressure in numbers here. Stonebrook just cruises across in that wide draw and takes up the running. Passage of Time from Barrier 1 will hold its spot. The bottom one, Darts Away, will also hold its spot. And then I suggest maybe High Mist into a distant 4th, but there's only really 3 go forward, or there's only really 2 go for 4 horses as far as I can see.
Yeah, it looks a complete domination for those two. They'll be eyeballing each other and keeping, I just think Passage of Time is going to keep this favourite in his sights all the way here. I like the fact that he's the one 1250 to 1400, where the favourite, you know, it has to come 1550 back to 1400 here. I'm just gambling that he may just have a better sprint here and put pay to him quickly when he moves up to him. Well, I'm gambling on that anyway. $1.75 and $5 I have to bet here. I just think his first up run was a ripper. The form out of his last start's good. He's ready to go third up here. Sting out of the ground's good. The map's perfect. And I want to be on him. I'll concede that if Stonebrook's too good for him, he is. He's good luck to him. He hasn't put a foot wrong, put a margin in him last time. Benchmark 72 to 83. We'll see how good he is today. High Mist, like the way he went about his work, rounding them up there. Could well be back into that form that we expected from him a few preps back. And best of the rest is Polaris Jack is a watch first up here. If there's any money for him, he's a pretty smart horse. 8, 2, 7 and 4.
Yeah, no, I'm with the favourite. Hard to go past as far as I could see. It's made nice improvement all three runs. Jumped from 12.50 to 15.50 the other day and absolutely toweled a nothing field with consummate ease. I don't think coming back in distance is a great disservice to his chances, being an on-pacer that's more than likely going to get its own way in front. I think that won't be a problem. It's unbeaten all 4 runs in 2 preparations. It's got a little bit of soft track form on debut. And I think, obviously, price is compressed, but, gee, it looks hard to beat. I've thrown the 7 High Mist in for 2nd. I was quite impressed with its improved win there at Warwick Farm, 2nd up. Didn't have any luck 1st up, but I thought it sort of showed a desire to win there, the way Huey got it to go through the field over the last 250 metres. Was always looking the winner when it was 3 lengths off the lead. As I said, attacked the line, so, you know, maybe it's got its figure back again. It's McClear, 2nd pick. 11 down the bottom, Darts Away. Done well. This horse has done quite well. 2 runs from a 52-day break. Ran on well. 2 runs back at Maruya. And then wasn't suited at all against the double bias, this track and distance last start in a benchmark 80. I think a drying track and 3rd up here gets its chance to run a place. And for 4th, I've thrown in the 4, Polaris Jack. first up here, certainly does improve with racing, but went for a spell in really good form where it came of age, winning a hat-trick of races there, and showed it definitely has got ability. On 2-7, 11 and 4.
Yeah, race caller Darren Flindell is with you. Stonebrook number 2 to beat 8-7 and 4. 2-8-7 and 4 in race 5. Repeating the late scratching in the Cox Plate at Moonee Valley, Kaspersky. It's got swelling issues and they've taken it out. So race 9, number 4. A disappointing duff, obviously. It was an outsider, but so disappointing for Jane Chappell-Heim.
Yeah, a long way to come, isn't it? And was she staying with Michelle Payne, this horse? Or
yeah,
something,
this
or the
horse
owners
is...
Or
yeah, is expected to stay, but Jane's maintained being trainer, so and she's still here. She's been here for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, hopefully there's nothing too serious there.
Yeah, exactly.
Just let's a change, talk. a couple of changes of tactics just come through from the stewards, and I must say important ones as well.
Yep.
In race two, Bjorn Baker's gone to the stewards, Arne Vorder, who looked the logical leader there, is going to be ridden for a sit there, so that's probably advantage Just Dreaming going forward there.
Mm-hmm.
And gives a few others an opportunity to take up a closer position. And his other horse, the backup horse from Wednesday, Shock Alert, will be ridden to lead that race. So when we get to that race, race 7, he's going to be very aggressive from out wide up in distance.
Okay, so that's in race 7. Let's move to race 6 now. Glenn Munsey with Tab. Fixed odds.
Yeah, race 6 is the TJS services here. It's a benchmark 82 over 1,200 metres. And Zumbalina is the first horse we'll get to here as a $6 chance. Pick Me Up came out yesterday, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. Tudor at $34. First Hand with the nose roll on today is a $4.40 chance. Vigilance at 5, Two Excess at 6, Roguish at 11, Redouble is a $4.60 chance, Alaskan Wolf at 26, Chalk at $6.50, and Leave Me Astray came out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing the place, a deduction there. Most popular runner in not a very, very busy race is Two Excess, scratched, was it in last night? Two Excess?
Yes, it was.
It's the most popular runner here. It's got roughly double what First Hand and Vigilance. They're the next two picks.
We'll speed in the race. We'll chalk or roll forward from a wide draw. Alaskan Wolf, beautifully drawn. Barrier 1 will drop into the box seat. Redouble and Tudor, they'll posse up somewhere behind them, and then the rest like to find their spot. But I think the lead's up for grabs, and quite possibly Chalk could press forward.
Yeah, there looks to be good speed, but there's no designated, is there? So we'll let the on-speed horses sort that out and see what they feel is the play of the day there. I found this a very, very tough race. There's a number of ways you could go here. I'm left with Redouble. They put their money on it there first up. He had that wind operation. He was very heavily tried late. I thought he loomed up to win. And I just think only having had one soft trial leading into that race went against him there. So I would think he could be the one with the most improvement to come out of the chalk lead up. If you're looking at that race as just sitting back watching the replay, you'd have to say First Hand was the best run in that race. So with a better run in transit here, and he does get the claim today, First Hand, he's certainly got terrific credentials here. I don't know how good Vigilance is, so she's had three trials to wind up for this, and she won her latest, so there's good signs there. And the horse I'm very, very wary of, and I was expecting it to run last night, is Two Excess. Love the way he's got about his work, this preparation, and I could easily elevate him right up to the top of the tree here once on track. 8, 4, 5 and 6.
Yeah, I'm with First Hand. I thought it was a terrific performance first up there behind Chalk, and as Ronnie pointed out, with the claim today, actually meets Chalk 4.5 kilos better at the weights. Should progress nicely here. Second up, has done that a number of times before. A little bit of giving the ground, no issue at all. And I think it's ready to improve here a second up. I've got it on top of Redouble. Battle on well from midfield there first up in that same race behind Chalk. I thought it peaked on its run late, so bound to be a lot fitter and does map quite nicely. For third, number 6, Two Excess. Hasn't put a foot wrong this preparation. Two wins and the other run... that it had, it didn't have much luck at all, so it should nearly be 3 from 3. The most recent run at Warwick Farm, the time was good and the sectionals were good. We'll get back, so you have to monitor the pattern there, but look for it to be running on strongly. And for fourth, number 10, Chalk, did me a favour the other day. And no reason to suggest it can't perform well again. Just a little bit worse at the weights for some of these horses, but certainly does get on pace favours. 4, 8, 6 and 10.
Darren Flindell goes for 2 excess here for Tracy Bartley and Ty England. 6 on top to beat 4, 10 and 5. 6, 4, 10 and 5 it is for Darren in race 6. Let's take a break and then we'll be back at Randwick to look at the last three.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper winning syndicators and Hawks Racing in this stunning colt by undefeated racehorse Reset, sire of Rebel Raider, Pinker Pinker and Faulkner. Out of Fiction, the daughter of Golden Slipper winner Polar Success. This outstanding colt looks a real Guineas prospect with shares starting at $3,990, GST included. Visit derbyracing.com. Derby Racing, the syndicators of Champion 2-year-old of the Year, She Will Reign, and Champion 3-year-old Filly of the Year, Yankee Rose.
AFSL 333 to double four.
And they're off. Fascinating Fascinator leads the charge. Clever with Champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the terrace. Now the dance floor. It's stride for stride on the trackside lawn to the stables. The crowd roar. Oh, no finish.
Expect unexpected at McGrath Estate Agents Melbourne Cup race meeting. Tuesday, November 7 at Royal Randwick. Get trackside with the best value in town. The Punters Pack with over $100 in value for just $49. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Hi Australia, Mike Joyce from the US Racing Television Network TVG here. And I know you've heard of Winx, but wait until you get a glimpse of US racing sensation Arrowgate.
And they're into the stretch, and it's the Breeders' Cup winner. It's Arrowgate in front, leading by 3 with an eighth of a mile to go. What a race! What a sport! What a horse! Rumps in the Pegasus!
Catch his final racing season on the track, right here, across the Sky Racing Network.
Mum, I've got big news.
I know.
60 months interest-free, no deposit on any purchase over $1,500 at Bingley.
Yep.
So it's the perfect time to buy a new TV or fridge or washer or even a new oven.
Sure is.
60 months interest-free for a limited time only at Bingley.
That's right.
Why do you always get the last word?
Because you talk first.
Credit provided by HSBC Bank. Terms, conditions, fees, charges and lending criteria apply. Offer valid until October 31st, 2017. Details in store. Australian Credit License 232595.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, the Big Six jackpot kicks off race 4 at 2:45. Race 7 is the fourth leg in that Big Six, and Glenn Munsey from TAB's got the market.
Yeah, and I can tell you, Andrew, that race 7 is the Chambers Russell Lawyers handicap here, a 2,000 metre benchmark 80, starting with Shalmaneser as a $10 chance. Great Glen, not named after me, but it should be, at $21. Last Wish is 19. Zorconig is a $5 chance. Woogok came out yesterday, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Shock Alert with that late gear change also from Wednesday. Winkers on. At $6. Caravali at $5.50. Lead Choreographer at $6. Minor Freccia is a $15 chance. Tumultuous came out this morning, 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. We got Malmass with a Norton bid on, but the cross nose band comes off, the lugging bit comes off. It's an $8.50 chance. Audacious Choice at $10. Ardennes at $13. And Thunder Road at $71. Once again, not an overly vigorous betting race. This best supported runner is the Ruffy here. Well, it's not so rough now. But Last Wish is the most popular runner. Second pick would be Caravali. No, actually, Shalmaneser, second pick. Caravali, third pick. It's the most popular runner this morning already, Caravali, but it's 5 out to 5.50 this morning.
Speed in the race, well, out wide, Audacious Choice presses forward, and we've just been told that Shock Alert, they're going to ride it forward and try and lead, so those two will come from out wide. Lead Choreographer will hold a spot from barrier one. Caravali's also nicely drawn, and so is Zorconig. I think they won't be too far away. And the other one I had going, Ardenza, another one from out wide pressing forward.
Yeah, agree with all that. This is nearly impossible, this race. Look, I went with the devil I don't know rather than the devil that I do. I was anticipating a little wetter track than this, though. This Malmass, he looks an interesting horse, an import up from Victoria with different form. He won at Benalla there first up, went up in class in the Violate race, who's run well since then, and that may have been on Caulfield 1,000 Guineas Day, and I thought he did a good job. They slowed mid-race, and he wanted to pull and reef and do a few things wrong. go back to last prep. He won his maiden by 7 on a wet track. I think if he gets speed on up front here, he gets on the right leg, with 53 on his back, he's going to be running on very strongly at the finish. Dangers, where do you go? I think Caravali, she's always been one of mine. I think she's ready to win again now, and she maps quite nicely from a good draw here. I must say, last wish, the old boy, he really hit the line with a bit of gusto. I know he's been 200-1 and $71 at his two runs back, but he did really catch the eye there at Warwick Farm last start. I can understand specking for him. And Shell Manizer is another one that really interests me, just with a couple of, you know, recent weight for age runs under his belt. He's fourth up now in a race that suits. He gets the claim, and he certainly, I reckon he'll be likeable for a few people here today. 11, 7, 3 and 1.
I like number 7 here, Caravali from the Chris Lees Yard. It's had the 4 runs back. Its two most recent performances indicated to me it's going quite well. It was good at Warwick Farm, then sound up on the speed at Canterbury over 1900. Just a little bit of give in the ground will be perfect for it. And I think ready to peak here from a good draw, settling 4th or 5th, I think it'll race well. I thought Zorkenig was the danger. Number 4, fully fit. Been close up its last three starts. It's had the 7 runs as prep. Its last 2 runs have both been in this distance range. Maps well. A drawing track, certainly a bonus for it. 8 for 3rd, lead choreographer. Sound effort all 3 runs as preparation. Was a close 2nd, its latest at Canterbury over 1900. It's another on pacer that gets the right run, and the drawing track is also a bonus. And I'm with you. I think that Malmass is ready to race well. Benalla went first up over a mile, then found trouble there second up at Caulfield when it was beaten just under 3.5 lengths. They were in really good time in that race, and it sort of, you know, wherever there was trouble, it seemed to find it. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see it bounce back. 7, 4, 8 and 11.
Darren Flindell goes with the 1 here, but he's left with still a 4th tip to come with those scratchings this morning. So at this stage for Darren, 1 to beat 8 and 3. The second last is race 8, the most competitive race. I know the boys have had difficulty with a couple of others, but, gee, we've got some nice horses here, Glenn.
Yeah, this is a very, very deep race. It's the Robrick Lodge Falante handicap here, an open handicap over 1,400 metres, starting with Takedown, who's a $7 chance. Japanisma, yesterday, the deduction there, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Supply and Demand, back at the races, at $10. Hofgarden is out, it's in Brisbane. Kaepernick, Blinkers on today, at $6. Mighty Lucky is an $8 chance. Duke of Valentinois at $16. Got Unders at 23. Oxford Poet at 17. Federal at 12. Moher is a $19 chance. Man of His Word, scratch from the last, running at this shorter distance at $13. Sir Plush is the $4 favourite. Salsonic back today at $18. Invincibile out, no deduction. And Cabeza de Vaca with the blinkers off resuming today is a $15 chance. The best supported runner is Cabeza de Vaca here. Already one bet this morning of $5,000 the win and $5,000 the place. And it's the most popular runner. Mighty Lucky is second pick. And they're a long way ahead of Kaepernick.
Yeah, on speed in the race. Obviously, Sir Plush has highballed it out in front, winner of his last 2 starts. Certainly not going to get his own way in front with Oxford Poet in the race. I think Oxford Poet could quite easily kick up underneath him and certainly force the issue for a while. Cabeza de Vaca, the bottom one, it'll get into a nice little box seat position there. Take down up to 1,400 on a drying track and hold its spot. And Got Unders and Moher, they're widely drawn. They'll also have to come across. They're going to have to, you know, find a spot somewhere just in behind them. They need a clever ride in the early stages. But Oxford Poet and Sir Plush to sort the lead.
Yeah, it's a very difficult race, this one. I've had to go back to one of my old mates here. I know he hasn't won in a while, Mighty Lucky, but his past two runs have been excellent. He went back to 1,400 the other day, and I thought, oh, they'll outsprint him. But he was up there travelling and getting on the bit, wanting to be there. He's just nice and fresh at the moment, and I think he's going to run a really good race from a good draw here with the claim. I want to put in Federal. I want to have a look at him. But he resuming at 1,400 suggests to me that he's done enough work, this horse, and he's a fairly talented horse when right. 7, Duke of Valentinois. I think he's the one that's over the odds. He was wide, exposed early. He's just got that awkward draw again here, but who knows, it might be a blessing, that draw here, coming down the middle at this time of the day. And best of the rest is Sir Plus, who, you know, he's just flying at the moment. He just doesn't get a few advantages that he's had at his past couple of runs, but you can only win, and he's been winning well. Make a case for nearly every runner. 6, 10, 7, 13.
Yeah, I like one in this, Kaepernick. I thought it'd be hard to beat from the John O'Shea yard. Hit the line really strongly, winning first up at Warwick Farm in that 1,000-metre race. It had the big weight in its back in the in-her-time race last start. Just never out of trouble early in the straight and going past the 200 metres. The horse wanted to perform, I think, with those two runs under its belt, now to 1,400. It's never won over 1,400, but has won a 1,350-metre race by 3.5 lengths. And I think with Brock Ryan's claim, only 56.5 in its back, I think it's the way to go. I like it to beat the 6, Mighty Lucky, for all the reasons Ronnie said. Last two starts have been full of merit at Rose Hill and Randwick. The most recent behind, so Plush was good. It certainly is probably, you know, without winning, it couldn't be going any better. 8 for third is Got Unders. It's another horse that's last couple of starts have been good. Well, it was good in the Cameron 2 runs back when it won a 25-1. And then didn't have a great deal of room in the surplus race last start, and does meet that horse considerably better at the weights. 5, 6, 8, and for fourth, number 13, surplus, he's been my nemesis, this horse. He's cost me the quad. He's done everything to me. I could never tip him, even if I wanted to, but he certainly is racing well. 5, 6, 8, and 13.
And for Darren Flindell, it's also with you, Duff. The Mighty Lucky at popular. $8 to beat 5, 3, and 14, 6, 5, 3, and 14 in race 8 for Darren. The last race, this is due at 5 to 6.
Yeah, the A.W. Edwards here. Handicap, a benchmark 95 over 1,800 metres. Embley is not there. Came out on Thursday. 6 cents a win and nothing the place. Dark Eyes is a $14 chance. Singing at 26. Man of his word, he's running in the previous, and he came out on Wednesday being a dual acceptor. 4 cents the win and nothing the place there. New Tipperary is at $6.50. Imposing Lass at $9.50. Etymology is an $11 chance. Interlocutor, a favourite at $1.80. Black on Gold at 7. Veladero at 26. Jaminzar at 16. And Shalmaniz out, another dual acceptor that's running in the previous. No deduction there. One of the better back runners on the whole program here, Interlocutor, went up as high as $2.30. That's with everything in the race. Embley went up $11. Man of his word went up $15. Shalmaniz wasn't priced. But Panels in front of the rest of them. Singing is actually second pick, and Dark Eyes is third pick.
Speed in the race, I've got Imposing Lass rolling forward and taking up the running. Dark Eyes and Valadero coming across, dropping into the box seat. Now, initially I had New Tipperary a bit closer, but Joe Pride hinted that they're going to ride it cold, so I'm assuming it's going to go back a bit. That sort of leaves a spot there for Interlocutor somewhere, maybe fifth or sixth run.
Yeah, agree with all that. I think they'll be aggressive with Singing from a wide draw as okay. Well. Nice and fresh. Hasn't raced since the Wyong Cup back in early September. Hard to get away from him, isn't it? He looks a real progressive, good-looking horse, this Interlocutor. All he's got to do is handle this going, which I don't think it's going to be too bad come the last. And he's probably a deserved odds-on favourite. I thought the long shot of the race had a real blowout chance here. If this favourite stubs his toe, I think they've just been holding this horse back, Singing, waiting for the rain to come. He gets more of a forgiving surface today. He wasn't bad in that Wyong Cup. He stuck on, did work, and stuck on well there. I'm going to put him in a few little Quinellas here and have a little game with him. New Tipperary, much better off at this distance, third up now. Just forgive that run at Flemington. It's a real sprinter's 1,400 there, and it was a dash home. And Dark Eyes is ready to do something now. He's a big, gross horse. He's needed a couple of runs, and he could easily figure here. I like 8, 3, 5, and 2.
Yep, I'm with Interlocutor. Really, really hard to go past, isn't it? Lost on Protus first up, then absolutely towel them there, second up winning with ridiculous ease. 3 week break, third up 1800, lovely little progression, and it just looks too good for them. Only, you know, bad luck could beat it. I've gone for the Waller trifecta to fill the minors. Number 10, Valadero. Showed some improvement in that three-horse race when beaten just on two and a bit lengths behind Elwood here in a 2,000-metre race recently. Fitter, I think going back marginally in distance is a bonus. I think 1,800 is the preferred distance and certainly does map well. 11, Jaminza. This horse has had no luck in two with three runs since coming back from Melbourne, both at Ramwick over the mile, and its other run up here, it won well at Warwick Farm. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see it in the mix. And for fourth, number 9, Black on Gold. Got the job done there first up, winning over a mile at Warwick Farm, where it hit the line quite strongly. 26 days, second up to 1,800, looks perfect for it, and the drying track would also be a bonus. 8 looks too good for them, even though it is short, to be 10, 11 and 9.
And for Darren Flindell in the last 5, New Tipperary to beat 8, 6 and 7. 5, 8, 6 and 7 in the last. Mike, how are you going to play today on an improving surface?
Yeah, look, I thought there was two nice chances. I thought Caravali in race 7. I was really expecting a bowl showing from it today. I think it can improve. And Kaepernick or Kaepernick, whatever you want to call it, in race 8, number 5. I think it's ready to bounce straight back into the winner's circle here, third up. So it's a race 7, number 7, and race 8, number 5.
I know. Duff, how are you going to play Randwick?
I'm going to play Passage of Time in race 5 to beat the favourite. So race 5, number 8. I think this filly in the first will run a race at odds too, all too soon each way. Well, not each way. She's not enough runners. There's only 6 runners there, but yeah. I think she'll run really well all too soon.
Okay, that's race 1, number 8, but the best there is race 5, number 8, Passage of Time. Guys, I've just texted Michael Hawkes about Chautauqua just to make sure that everything was okay after the dramas. They have actually tweeted vision of Chautauqua trotting up this morning, having a canter on one of the inside tracks and then pulling up, and it'll be interesting to see. It's certainly obviously they've taken the horse to work, Duff, and we'll wait and see what they want to do next.
Yeah, they've had no comment to make so far, so they've been biting their tongue. He was like over, like a red balloon there last night. Yeah. Wayne.
Wayne was ready to go. I guess the balloon or the vision this morning of her, of the horse cantering around, is probably words for them.
Yeah, he worked with the tractor and kicked
it. Oh, gee, I wouldn't like to be too close.
Best for Moonee Valley, Duff.
Oh, look, I've sworn off the joint. I can't back a winner there, honestly.
Okay.
I think Big Duke will win, but well, even money. What do you want? I think he's going to run well in the Melbourne Cup, Big Duke, so he's got to win that.
All right, so that's race 6, number 1. Have you looked at the Valley, Mike?
No, not really. I'm just just waiting for Winks to go around and just, you know, counting the hours.
Exactly. Hey, Mike, back plenty of winners, mate.
Cheers, boys. See you, Ron.
See you, mate.
Mike Fraser there. Duff, we'll hear from you right through the day on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Good on you, Andrew. Go Winks.
Good on you, mate. And, of course, don't forget Sky Thoroughbred Central. All the previews coming up from Doomben, Randwick and Kembla Grange from 11 o'clock this morning. That's our preview for Randwick. We're going to continue to talk racing right here on Sky. Stay with us. And don't forget, you'll be able to watch and listen to Winks. Hopefully claim that third Cox plate at 5 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time this afternoon.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Foxtel has the best choice of live sport, blockbuster movies, new shows and complete seasons. Don't miss Foxtel's special online offer. Visit foxtel.com.au. A couple of broken down cars close to the city have both been cleared, but they're generating big delays. Redfern bound, Eastern Distributor, Dacey Todman Tunnel and southbound into the Harbour Tunnel from the Milsons Point end. For our Newcastle listeners, we have a Nelson's Plains 2-car accident on Raven Terrace Road at Prices Road and tyre debris for our Mid-North Coast listeners. Pacific Highway, northbound on the Kempsey Bridge. Need new furniture? Oz Design Furniture have most collections in stock and ready to deliver at 22.50% off. Ends Monday. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au for store locations. That's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
To the big roar of the crowd, they're off and racing.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be associated with Racing New South Wales and the Australian Turf Club in bringing you racing's memorable spring moment.
Red Zell's burst clear at the 100 metres. Vega Magic Brace Smash running on. But Red Zell, he's home in the Everest.
Every week has been jam-packed full of memories.
The horse has performed unbelievably today, so woo! Pretty excited.
And beating him that well today, it gives me tremendous pride and really thrilled.
This is like nothing I've ever seen in a race course before, ever in my life. Absolutely unbelievable.
I think that puts him in the top 10 money earners of all time in Australia, believe it or not.
Group 1 Racing. Group 1 jockeys on Group 1 horses. Sky Sports Radio.
New Zealand Bloodstock's Ready to Run sale is the leading sale of its kind in Australasia. The source of a massive 110 stakes wins and 12 individual Group 1 winners of 19 Group 1 races in the past 5 seasons alone. With over 400 well-trained thoroughbreds on offer, see you on the 22nd and 23rd of November at Karaka. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Love a bet this Cox Plate Day, then we bet you'll love Tab's great offers on all Group 1 and Group 2 races too. That's 5 races at the Valley. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
It's a game changer. This is the Harvey Norman flagship store.
Phase 1 of our new look urban store is now open. Computers and electrical reimagined.
You think it's big? It's a football field.
Immerse yourself in a shopping experience unlike any other.
This is a global standard. The manufacturers have worked with Harvey Norman to create this unique experience.
The new computer and electrical flagship experience. Harvey Norman Auburn, 250 Parramatta Road.
You must come and have a look at what we've done.
It's international racing at its best.
Pakistan Star's eating up the ground. Rapid Dragon in front from Pakistan Star. The puzzle now complete. Rapid Dragon takes the derby from Pakistan Star.
Love Asian racing?
We've got you covered with the best action from Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore and Korea across the Sky Racing Network. The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'd love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ, and it's time now to preview Cox Plate Day in Melbourne at Moonee Valley. We're going to head there again. Earlier this morning we spoke with Marty Sinan, track manager, and we reported to you that there was the chance of a shower or two. Marty, I just thought I'd get you back and update again for our listeners here in Sydney and New South Wales. What's it like at the moment, mate?
Yeah, no, it's still very overcast, Andrew. No rain. I just had a look at the radar there. It looks like it's all gone past us, so I think that's it for the day. We may get a little shower, but that's not going to impact it too much. So we've just had this under a mill, so that's it. We haven't put any water on. We're just going around on the inside, just giving it a light water with the tanker. So just a few little dry patches there. We're just trying to freshen up. But just striping the track out, putting the pattern in it, and it's all ready to go, mate. So I'm looking for a great day.
Yeah, let's hope so. So it's a good 3 in the Penno earlier this morning. It was 4.48. And again, for our listeners, the rail is kept in the true as it was last night.
Yeah, that's correct. And like I said, last year with the weather we had, they based off a bit on the day, but today I expect them probably be on the rail early, and if it does start to wear out and get a bit loose, they'll just move off then. But I think we'll see a better racing today, and like I said, the best horses will win and the jockeys will find the right spot to be in.
Righto. So good 3 overcast, but the radar looks pretty clear. Thanks a lot, Marty. Really take it in down there, mate.
Will do, mate. Thank you.
Marty Sinan, track manager at Moonee Valley. Let's have a look at the scratchings, and no surprise being a big day that the racing industry's website has gone down again. Fair dinkum, please. In the first at Moonee Valley, the English Banner take out number 11. In race 2, the scratching is number 8. Race 3 at Moonee Valley, the scratchings are 7 and 10. Race 4, the Crockett take out 1 and 11. Race 5, no scratchings, a field of 9 there. Race 6, the Moonee Valley Cup, no scratchings. Race 7, the Fillies Classic, take out number 9. Race 8, the Crystal Mile, the scratching is number 5. It's running tomorrow in the Sale Cup Jungle Edge. Race 9, the Cox Plate, we had a late scratching of 4, Kapersky, with swelling to some joints, and it was out at 19 minutes past 8 this morning. Race 9, number 4. And Race 10, the Vase, there are no scratchings afield of 10. Mark Hutter's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
The drama of last night, before we talk about today, mate, obviously plenty unfolded, but in the wash-up, Haydock's the winner.
Haydock's the winner. Lots of drama. I believe Chautauqua connections aren't very happy at all.
No.
And let's hope the track race is a bit better, Andrew.
Yeah, how did you see it?
I thought it was terrible. I thought it's... you have a look where the winners came from, where they were. If you peeled out 3, 4 or 5 wide, probably 4 or 5 wide, you were cast. And I don't think that's fair for a big race day.
Understand.
I've got no issue with leaders winning. That's fine. But if you hook out 4 or 5 wide and you're disadvantaged, I don't see how that's a fair track.
Understand. Now, I think Dean Lester's right to join us now. Morning to you, Dean.
Hello, Andrew.
Mate, have you got a feel on the track? I mean, the rails kept in the true for the meeting today?
Yeah, played very quick, and I would say last night, because they didn't want too much damage, was staying in the same spot, and that created what Mark just mentioned about last night. So it'll be interesting to see how far into today it stays the same way.
It'll be very interesting with that rail in the true, and at least there's not going to be any rain. The radar looks pretty clear now from what Marty Synan's just told us, Dean.
Yeah, well, that's true, Andrew. It might have slowed the track up a little bit, but yeah. Often it plays a little bit leaderish under lights, but last night was very much very close to the rail.
Understand. By the way, Glenn Munsey is with us from Tab Fixed Odds, and it's been announced, Glenn, by the VRC that Gay Waterhouse is their official VRC ambassador for the carnival.
Yeah, an announcement this morning. So Gay will be, she's got a busy week. They have a function every day, every night, every morning, every afternoon in the lead up to Melbourne Cup week. And Gay will be very, very busy. But Andrew, yeah. Just getting back to today, I thought they were very interesting comments that Marty said there, that the inside is at present getting a watering.
Yeah, not all of it, but he said that there were parts of it that were drier, that are just being sort of hand watered, if that makes sense. Mm. Yeah. So, Mark, we'll just wait and see, I guess.
That's it, Andrew. We'll
watch the first couple. All right. And now Dean is in his car heading for the valley. Are you okay, Dean? Are you comfortable?
I'm as comfortable as I can be, Andrew.
That's all right then, mate. Well, Glenn, please give us the market for the first, the two-year-old.
Yeah, it's the Inglis banner, the two-year-old. A big team of Inglis people went down, I think, yesterday and today, and they'll all be at the races. So let's have a look at it. Grand Challenge is an $8 chance. Jarmanagic is a $26 chance. Backfield, $23. Bionics at $8. Jawal at $5.50. Setsuna, $4 in favourite. Pharaoh at $6, Five Star Gal $26, Miss Blumenthal at $5, Seabrook $8.50, and Trilly is a scratching. Very little separating Setsuna and Seabrook here. Seabrook is double figures at best, and Setsuna $4 has been the best price about it. They're the two popular ones in race one.
I only, Glenn, you may scoff at me asking with Dean, but this day last year, we rang Dean and he was trying to get into his car at the same time and
he fell over.
And
it was
stakes
day, Andrew, but yeah.
Oh, stakes day.
It was all right. It wasn't too bad.
Oh, well, you can still have a 12-month anniversary for that in a couple of weeks' time.
He remembers all the highlights, doesn't he, Dean?
Good on you, Andrew. I think I tipped 5 winners that day. He didn't mention that. But,
well, no, well, you're going to tip 5 today, starting with race one.
Let's hope. I'm tipping Anthony Cummings and Edward Cummings here with Miss Blumenthal, because he has a pretty good record in this race, and I thought that she'll trial pretty well. So I'm going to go with her to beat 5, Jawal, who has trialled up well for the Hayes Dabney Yard. 6, Setsuna. I don't think that was a very strong race that she placed in, but at least it's got the race experience. And 7, Pharaoh, who has trialled quite well. 9, 5, 6 and 7.
Yeah, very hard race to work out. I'm going to go with another one here, number 1, Grand Challenge, just with the race experience. I thought nothing at all went right on debut. Was back 3 and 4 wide near the rear on the corner. Not much room up the straight and held its ground to run 7th. fitter for that run, gets the blinkers on, it draws outside gaze horse so it can push forward, get in the first four, track gaze horse into the race, and a good each way odds can give you a sight. To beat number six, Head Sooner, caught wide on debut, fought on well, should be better for the run, gets up near the front. Number five, Jawal, the Hayes team are winning all these races, it's trialled well. And then number nine, Miss Blumenthal, who certainly shows speed, just not sure what it'll find the last 150 metres. 1, 6, 5 and 9.
Race caller Matt Hill in the first likes number 7, Pharaoh, to beat 5, 6 and 10. 7, 5, 6 and 10 in the first. Race 2 over the 9.55 sprint.
Yeah, I just noticed Miss Blumenthal there, part owned by the Voice of Rugby Union, Gordon Bray. So good luck to Gordon there.
Yeah, good luck.
And in the second here, Gun Case is a $9 chance. A Batterhoff, $3.20 in favourite. Survival at $5.50. Rock and Gold at $4.60. Diamond Oasis, $17. GG's Jet at $15. Then we go to Thelberg at $6.50. Petite Reward out. Danuki, $9.50. And Destiny's Rewards, 101 chance. Best supported runner here is Batterhoff, although it did go up $2.70, got to $3.40. It's $3.20 into $3.10, back to $3.20 this morning. Second pick is Survival, who's $4.80 out to $5.50, into $5, back to $5.50. And third pick is Rock and Gold, who's $5 into as short as $4.20, back to $4.60.
Survival, scratch from last night to run here. Mark, how do you see race two?
Hoss, I think this is the best for the day, number two, Batterhoss. I think, used to think he was a bit weak, this horse, that needed everything to go right, but he's come back from a spell. I think he's a much better horse. He's flying. The form through his last run's terrific. The jockey's on fire. They'll just scorch along here. He just needs no bad luck from the 400-metre mark. Close enough on the turn. I think he'll run him down, and I think he'll win. Four, Rock and Gold. It's come back from a spell in terrific form. Just going on last night's pattern, where it's going to be in the run might be an issue, but we'll be running on strongly. One, Gun Case. Ran well in this race last year. Will be competitive. And three, Survival. Who'll probably come out scrubbing and humming and trying to find the front. If that happens, it'll be in front for a long way. Two, keen on two from four, one and three.
Yeah, I'm not that keen on this race. I'm going to tip Survival because he's a sharp horse around this track and his best form's all at Moonee Valley, really. And I'm going to go with him. Batterhoff, the form, as Mark said, around that race through Hellover Street, Rich Charm and co, fantastic form. He's just got to be sharp enough for the 9.55 here. Rock and Gold will be strong late. I thought he's been at... but he was very well ridden, but he still won quite well. And Gun Case, as Mark mentioned, placed in this race last year, only had 55 and a half. I reckon the weight might just catch up with him here next best. 3, 2, 4 and 1.
And for Matt Hill, it's the 4, Rock and Gold, to beat 2, 9 and 1. 4, 2, 9 and 1 in race 2. Race 3, the group 3 race here for the 3-year-olds.
Yeah, and Single Bullet for Gary Portelli is a $4.60 chance. Dusimus at 5, Indian Thunder at 16, Trekking the Favourite at $3.40, Seized at 15, Claire Sunshine $8.50, Easy Beast is out, Experimentation $5.50, Eptimum, Fatty Vorton's in the ownership there, get on your fat, at $8. Sam's Image is out, won last night, didn't it? And Sergin is a $23 chance. Good battle here between the two Sydney siders. Trekking, more popular than what Single Bullet is.
Been in the news, Fatty. I think he's in Canada. They were talking about it yesterday on BSB. Dean, race three?
I'm going with Trekking here, Andrew. It's a little freshen up, has trialled well. I think he's nicely placed to beat two Dusimus. First run for the new stable. It's certainly dry track to his go. He should measure up here. One Single Bullets, two runs in Sydney have been fine. He looks a legitimate chance. And I thought Indian Thunder ran a little bit better in the Blue Star Fire. And that was a race very much dominated by the on paces. He might be just starting to hit a little bit of form. 4, 2, 1 and 3.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers, just a different order. I went for number one Single Bullet, who... I think he's flat out running a really strong 1,200 metres, but I think it can get forward, follow, seize the cross, get up the front somewhere and just grind its way and be hard to beat. To beat number four, Trekking, just might get back into an awkward spot, Trekking, and need some luck the way the track raced, but we'll be running on strongly. Two, Dusimus, little query at 1,200, has its first start for the stable and kicks off at 1,200, but looks to have trialled well. And I agree, three, Indian Thunder. I thought it was much better last time in a good race. I just wish those two leaders hadn't been scratched and come out of the race for it, as it will get back. 1, 4, 2 and 3.
Deucimus, number two, is the fancy here for Matt Hill to beat 4-1 and 7, 2-4, 1 and 7 in race 3. Race 4, Limestone comes out this morning here. Interesting comments from James Cummings. He certainly this morning, Glenn, was really bullish on Jorda over Demerara.
Yeah, and you know, he's talking about the way Jorda to be ridden. More and he just thinks would get a better run if ridden the right way. But Limestone's out. Jorda's a $5 chance. Ramuz is 10. Gigi Lynette at 15. Pure Emotion at 23. Blondie is a $15 chance. Blake Shin there replacing Craig Williams. Sanadart at $5.50. Demerara favourite at $2. Josephine C at 17. Tarkula Spirit at 16. And She's Popular is a scratching. Well, Demerara here is roughly half the total investment on the race. Did go up as much as 220, but Limestone was an $8.50 chance and She's Popular was 19 into 15. So it's still a firmer. It's got roughly three times the amount of money on it. Jorda is now the second pick.
And I will say that Blake last night had a little incident there early on, and I think he stood himself down or he didn't ride for the rest of the night. I'll just check it out. Obviously, we would have heard about it, but...
Chris Roots spoke to him last night and he said he was all right. I think it was more of his wrist.
Yeah, his wrist area. Yeah, exactly. To race four here, Dean, this is the Crockett for you.
Andrew, I'm going with number seven, and that is Sanadart. It was a bit unlucky here, two starts back. Didn't run the 1400. The other thing about her in those two runs, she didn't look great in the yard. She was very wintry in the coat, very light on in condition. I like that they've freshened her up. I think 1200 here, getting a good run, I think she's a good chance. Demerara, certainly smart filly, and she's trialled well in preparation for this off the back of that first up win. Further out then to Jorda. I still don't think she hit the mark of what she was promising last preparation, but I've got her into third. And nine, Josephine C. She's one that just didn't look quite ready first up at Caulfield, but ran okay, will be a lot fitter for that run, might be next best. But pretty keen on 7 and 8 here, Andrew. 7, 8, 2, 9.
Can I just check, Munns, did they say they're going to ride Jorda quietly today?
What was his exact
I'll find my notes, Mark. Yeah. I'll keep going and I'll come back.
No worries. That's what I'm hoping, Hoss. So, look, I'll fit number 8, Demerara. I think it's probably the best horse in the race. Has got some speed inside it. So just needs a couple of things to go right early. If it can get into a spot, I think it will win. Jorda will go much, much better ridden quiet. It hasn't fired down here, even though it ran third last time. I'd love to see a quiet ride and running on down the centre if the track allows that. 7, Sanadart, back to 1,200 metres from a good draw, has got a hope. And I agree, 9, Josephine C, next best, who comes out of a good race first up, will be fitter and has got a place chance at least. 8, 2, 7 and 9.
8, 2, 7 and 9. And for Matt Hill, it's 8 as well to beat 1, 6 and 9. 8, 1, 6 and 9. And James did tell us that the plan is to ride quieter with Jorda this morning, Mark.
Good news.
All righto. Let's move to race 5. This is for the Mares, a Group 3 race, Glenn, over the mile.
The Air and French Emotion here for Chris Waller and Huey Bowman is a $10 chance. Consommateur at $9, Louboutin at $7, Rocket Commander $15, Invincibella $3 in favourite, Oregon's Day at $3.90, Tahani at $10, Savapinski $7.50, and Think Like a Bird at $23. Plenty of Sydney horses in this race here. Best supported of the whole race is Savapinski. A high of 12 was actually $8.50 this morning into $7.50. It's got... second pick would be Oregon's Day, and they're really bunched up behind Savapinski. Oregon's Day, French Emotion, Invincibella. They're the three behind Savapinski, but it's the most popular runner.
Okay, for Gay and Adrian. Mark, race 5?
I think it's a really tough race. I'm going to tip number 6, Oregon's Day. It's about the only horse in the race that I really want to back. I thought it was terrific last time, sitting wide and fighting on. It's drawn the outside barrier. I hope it's ridden quietly, comes with one big run. That fifth up in Sydney last campaign, and I think it was the Queen of the Turf, was just an outstanding run. That would win this race. So quiet ride, hope it settles, hope you can run on, and I think it'll be right in the finish. So a few provisos to beat number 8, Savapinski, who's a tough on-speed horse, gets a beautiful run from the draw. 5, Invincibella, another one getting a lovely run, has got a great winning chance. And 3, Louboutin, also goes forward and fights on well. Not many that can't win this race. 6, 8, 5 and 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Invincibella. I just come down to, I think she's still on the up and gets a great run here to beat Seven Tahani. I think getting fitter. She had that time between runs. Thought she ran okay last start at Caulfield. I think Oregon State can certainly win. If she's got much left in the tank, she's had two pretty hard runs from wide draws. A quiet ride running on, she can run well. And Three Louboutin will use her speed and give a good sight. 5, 7, 6, and 3.
And for Matt Hill, it's 6 Oregon's day to beat 1, 8, and 2. 6, 1, 8, and 2. Glenn, we know that here at Randwick, we've got a big six projected of around 100,000. If you've got a Super Tab account, there's also projected massive pools down there for Cox Plate Day.
Yeah, I think it's might even be 500. Is it
750?
750. Oh,
yeah.
I knew I threw in some extra, but
yeah.
I didn't know it was that much.
A big six one,
yeah.
For 750 projected is what the Tab thinking it will reach today.
All right. So if you've got a Super Tab account, you can play the big six there today at the Valley.
What price?
Last six races.
Yeah, last six. What price Big Duke today? Because obviously they're looking at the Melbourne Cup as well.
Well, he's a $2.20 chance, Andrew, and with that prompting, when I get through this race, I'll check his Melbourne Cup price, because that'll be the next question you ask me at the end of this. Big Duke is a $2.20 favourite in the Moonee Valley Gold Cup. Libran is at $5.50. Ouvray for Richard Freeman at $5. Cool Chap at $10. Who Shot the Barman, $5.50. Pentathlon at $34. And Sis Montaigne is an $11 chance. It's all about Big Duke here. He went up as much as $4 in the all-in market on Monday. Open $2 here. He has got to $2.20. And in the Melbourne Cup market at present, Big Duke is an $18 chance.
$18, all right. Dean, small field, so how does it play tactically? And Big Duke, $2.20.
Price Montaigne will lead, and then sort of up for grabs behind him. But I think he'll win Big Duke. I love the preparation he's having. He had 3 build-up runs in Melbourne. Went to Sydney, just a run short in the Metropolitan, won well in the Ledger. He'll win today, and now I reckon he's a top 5 or 6 chance in the Melbourne Cup. I think he's going really well to beat Cool Chap. They want to ride him a bit quieter. He's won us at Ledger at 2,800. He can run a place. Ouvray's going really well. He chased honestly last start, and Who Shot the Barman didn't have a lot of luck last start and did place in this race last year, but I think Big Duke will win. 1, 4, 3, 5.
Yeah, I think you'll win, Big Duke. Not really a race that gets you too excited here, but he beat a similar field last time. He just tracks through from gate one, and he's only got to hold his form, and he's too good. I thought number 7, Sis Montaigne, might be the value danger. It's going well, this horse, going better than what it did down here previously. The blinkers go on. There's not a horse in the race that should go near it for the lead. It'll get a walk in the park in front, and it'll give a good sight. 3, Ouvray, just in super form for the stable, will run well. And very pleasing to hear that riding announcement with Cool Chap. He doesn't quite fire when he's ridden forward. Cold ride, he can follow Big Duke home, and he's got a place chance at least. 1, 7, 3, and 4.
And for Matt Hill, it's 7 to beat 1, 4, and 3. 7, 1, 4, and 3. And Dean, from a Melbourne Cup point of view, you obviously want to see Big Duke win, but what do you exactly want to see to have that confidence for the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, just have a good hit out, Andrew. Win, run through the line. There's still a bit of improvement to come, and I think everything's been targeted that way. This is the race, of course, Darren, we use with Prince of Penzance, so he'll be sort of using that sort of form line going forward.
Yep, understand. Let's move to race 7, the Moonee Valley Fillies Classic.
Yeah, and in this 7th race, the toppy here is I'll Have a Bit. And it's a $7 chance. Banish is at $5.50. Glam Guru is at $7.50. Mintha is $4.40 and favourite. Speedway at $6. Pageantry at $6. Nothing on Me at $12. Touch of Mick at $12. Royal Disguise is out. She's Dashing at $14. And Amarche is a $71 chance. Not a great deal separating Speedway and Pageantry here as the top pick. Right behind those is Mintha and then Banish. There's money for a stack of runners in this race here.
All right, Mark, which way do you go in the 7th?
With number 6, Pageantry, Andrew. I think it's a horse that's had some pretty ordinary rides this time in. I think it's going well, just had no luck at all. Looks really well placed here, comes into gate 2. There's not much speed on paper. It should settle in the first few, get a great run, and got a terrific each way chance. To beat number 4, Mintha, just got out sprinted last time and picked up the bit okay late. Better suited here, got to hope. length. Five speedways right in the race, drawn barrier one, probably follows pageantry through and runs on hard. And I'll put number one, I'll have a bit in next best to. Just has to run the distance. But six for me, 6, 4, 5, and 1.
Yeah, I like pageantry. I think she's the best value of the day. She was luckless in the manifold. The Freeman's got a terrific record in this Phillies race on Fox Plate Day, and I think this filly can add to that. Pageantry, I like her a lot. I think if there's a danger, it's the Three Glam Guru. I don't think she's had the best of rides of late. Damien Oliver taking over. Four Minster, ran quite a good race in the 1,000 guineas. That's good enough to see her get into the finish here. And Speedway gets a cheap run. She's been mixing her distances back and forward, back again to 1,600 to be strong late. 6, 3, 4, and 5.
For Matt Hill, it's 5 Speedway to beat 4, 6, and 1. 5, 4, 6, and 1. You mentioned Ollie there, Dean. Far Like It was one of those good rides last night.
Yeah, he kicked his way through. And I mean, even in the big race on Malagrera, when it went a bit pear-shaped early, he ducked and played through and got them a pretty good result with that horse too.
Yeah, he knew where he wanted to be. All right, the Crystal Mile is race 8, sponsored by...
Oh, Schweppes. It's just about time for one, too, I'd say. Mm. Oh, geez, Andrew, you got me going now. Righto, here, let's have a look at it here. It somewhat is a favourite in the Schweppes Mile at $4.40. Lucky Hustlers at $6.50. Burning Fronts at $4.80. Religify at $5. Jungle Edge Out, it's running tomorrow, isn't it?
It is. Sale Cup.
Petrology's at 13. Antonio Giuseppe's at 9. Sound Propositions at 6. Calderon at 23. And Windspiel is a $12 chance. Most popular runner here is the Toppy, and it's somewhat as much as $8 in the all-in market. Went up $5.50 in final field markets on Wednesday. Its second pick would be Religify, and third pick is Burning Front.
Yeah, well, give us your thoughts, Dean. It's a little difficult race, this one, I reckon.
Yeah, I like It's Somewhat and Burning Front. I think they'll be up on the speed. It's Somewhat was a passive ride from the wide draw in the Rupert Clark. That was fair enough, but I thought he went to the line okay. He's a Doncaster winner. He's effective second up. Burning Front just didn't go fast enough last week. Simple as that. He's a horse that can really rock along, and he just went too steady, and then the sprint comes on, and he ran well, but he was just outgunned by his stablemate in that race. But if he turns it on here on the back up, he can win. Four, Religify. He ran okay first up, but that wasn't a strong race. It was a very bunch finish. He might build his fitness off that run, though. And Lucky Hustler, who placed in this race a couple of years ago, not sure he's the horse he was. He hasn't had much luck of late, though. Next best. 1, 3, 4, and 2.
Yeah, I like number 3, Burning Front. I just thought it was a pretty ordinary ride last time. If he established control in front, he would have won for sure. He got crossed. They were going too slow. Then he got pestered at the 500 and did a terrific job to run second. I think he's ready to win. He either leads or sits outside Religify, I would have thought. Controls the race, and when he's in this vein of form, he's very hard to pass. To beat number 8, Sound Proposition, I think Parks 1-1, gets a beautiful run, going to be hard to beat. 2, Lucky Hustler's got a 0 next to his name. It was a good run. He looks like he's ready to fire. And 6, Petrology, who's in terrific form. He'll be running on the game from the back. A race where they've all got some hope. 3, 8, 2, and 6.
For Matt Hill, it's 4, Religify to beat 3, 6, and 10. 4, 3, 6, and 10 in race 8. We come to the Cox Plate. The late scratching of Kapersky this morning, number 4. It's now a field of 8.
Yeah, and the Clapper is TMB number 1 in the Cox Plate. He's a $26 chance, happy Clapper. Galo Shop is at 19. Humidor's at 19. Kaspersky is out. Folkswood at 19. Seaburge at 81. Hardham, 126. Winks, $1.15. That makes it favourite. And Royal Symphony is a $13 chance. Well, the most interesting point is here, who is the most popular runner behind Winks. In the Winks out market, the most popular runner is actually Royal Symphony. Second pick is Galo Shop, then Happy Clapper, and then Folkswood and Seaburge, but plenty of other markets available. And there's also a market, a special, Big Duke and Winks both to win, and that's a $3 chance, and that's under Racing Today's specials, actually. So there's one for you. Winks and Big Duke both to win, $3 for that. There's someone's just had 10,000 place only on Winks at $1.02.
Place only?
Place only at $1.02. He must needs 200 to have a drink tonight.
Needs 200 for something.
Yeah. he might have got pinched for standing in a no standing zone or something. Yeah, 10,000 place only at $1.02.
Okay, anyone will have a bet and they can keep their tickets on Winks and enjoy them. What's going to happen early on from the start of the race to the first turn there, Dean?
I'm expecting Galo Shop and Folksford to be the two to break cleanest, Andrew, and probably settle 1-2, and maybe Winks will just be behind them, I'd imagine. I don't see a lot of pressure unless the blinkers hard and fires up or something like that, but I'm expecting Galo Shop and Folksford to be the first two to the post.
Okay. Give us your thoughts, mate.
Second time round, when they get to the post, Winks will be a fair way in front. She'll win. Trying to make money out of the race, I think the exact is Galo Shop, because I think he'll ride his own race, he'll roll along, and he's tough. I think he can hold on and run second, and then I'll be putting horses like 3 Humidor, 9 Royal Symphony, and 5 Folks for the third and fourth in trifectas and first fours. But 8 to win from 2, 3, and 9.
Yeah, I see the race very similarly, trying to make money out of it. Obviously, Winks wins. I agree, Galo Chop is the standout for the Exacta and the Quinella. He'll go straight to the top. Unless, I thought maybe the other possibles that may chance their hand were Happy Clapper or Royal Symphony. Now, if nothing strange happens and Galo Chop just leads and dictates, then I think he's a great chance of running second. I've got Royal Symphony in for third, who was really good in the Guineas. A good three-year-old always runs well here, and it won't be far away. And 3 Humidor. Just had a really tough run last week. Now he's been over hurdles. He's got the blinkers on. He hasn't come in with the ideal campaign. If he runs to his best, he's got a great chance of running second. 8 to win from 2, then 9 and 3.
Yeah, jumped hurdles both Tuesday and Thursday, Humidor. Matt Hill likes 8 Winks to beat 9, 5 and 2. 8, 9, 5 and 2. All the history is there for Winks today. As we know, she sits on 14 Group 1s. She sits on 13.7 million and she surpasses Maccabi Diva if she does it today. And the Raw, the amphitheatre, Dean, there's just nothing like a Cox Plate, let alone a horse trying to win a third straight Cox Plate.
Yeah, no, it's my favourite day of actually going to the races, Andrew, and today will be a very special day, I'd imagine.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Well, here's your chance to make some money, boys, because Galo Shop is a $4.60 chance in the favourite out market. Galo Shop is a $2 chance in a head-to-head market versus Royal Symphony, and it's a 185 chance in a head-to-head market versus Humidor. So where do you look there? You take the 460.
The five out.
Yeah, five out.
Five out, that's the exact, so.
Okay, and the other one you're betting on, are you betting on margins?
No, not
no?
Margins.
Okay, righto, let's move on then. The Vase is race 10. Will Cliff's Edge win today or run well and proceed to the Derby? What price?
Well, he's a $2.70 chance, Andrew, Cliff's Edge, and not favoured at that price. Sanctioned at 8, Salsamore at 9, Pissarro at 34, Van der Dance at $9, Grand Casino at 51, The Sledgehammer at 19, Wolf Tone at 41, Aloysia is the favourite at $2.60, and 4 Koalas, who didn't get a run at Geelong during the week, is a $31 chance. Slightly more money for Aloysia, who went up as much as $4 in the all-in market. Cliff's Edge went up $3.60. Then in final field, they went up $2.70 a pair. Aloysia is into $2.60. Cliff's Edge stays $2.70. They dominate here. Third pick is Salsamore.
Mark, how do you see the Vase?
It's a good race, Andrew. It's a great clash. There's not much in it. I'm just going to go with number 9, Aloysia, who looks to be following the Jamaica path and just might win this race on the way to the Oaks. It won't be too far away from gate 1. It'll have Cliff's Edge in its sights. And it's just got to probably pick up 3 lengths and run it down. And I think it can to beat number 1, Cliff's Edge. He's a beauty. He'll just find the top. He'll roll along. He'll give a great kick. He certainly won't run badly. He'll be very hard to run down. Vinda Dance in for third, who gets a good run from the draw. And I thought maybe number 4, Pissarro, could trail through inside at a rough place chance. But they just stand out 9 and 1, 9, 1, 5 and 4.
Yeah, I agree. I think she'll just get the camp on Cliff's Edge and just have the last crack at him. And I think she'll get him late, Aloysia. I think she's a good filly. She'll win today. She'll win the Oaks. I like her a lot. Cliff's Edge. Donnie Allen has had the real key to this horse. He suspended Mark Zara, takes over. Don't lose anything there, but he's just going to roll on him and roll at a good speed, because that's all this horse can do. He's a fast one-pacer. 5, Vinda Dance. He's going okay towards the Derby. I thought his run last start in a really high-pressure race was good, and Salsamore might be next best, coming off quite a strong race in the Guineas. 9, 1, 5 and 3.
And for Matt Hill, it's 9 as well to beat 1, 3 and 2. 9, 1, 3 and 2. Mark, how are you going to play the Valley?
I'm certainly going to play the Cox Plate, Andrew, with those multiples we discussed. 8 to win, 2 to run up second, and 3 and 9 to run third. But my best for the day is race 2, number 2, Badajoz. And I thought race 8, number 3, Burning Front, was a terrific bet each way.
Okay, each way, race 8, number 3, and back at race 2, race 2, number 2. Have a good day, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter looking at Cox Plate Day. What about you, Dean?
I'm very keen on Big Dunes to win, Andrew. I think he's a good favourite, race 6, number 1, and I think pageantry is the best value of the day, race 7, number 6.
Race 7, number 6. Good on you, mate. Safe travels, enjoy your day, and we'll hear you right through it.
You certainly will. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester there and Mark Hutter. What's happening? Jockey challenges?
Yeah, but first of all, Andrew, for your edification and entertainment, Aloysia, a $2.60 favourite in the Oaks. Clips Edge is a $6 chance in the Derby, and Van der Dance is a $13 chance in the Derby, only because the boys have put those
right
in their numbers in the last there.
Yep.
Jockey's challenge, Mooney Valley is open, so in the jocks there, Kieran McAvoy, the $2.50 favourite over Mark Zara at 3, Huey Bowman's at 5, Craig Williams and Damien Oliver 11, Blake Shins at 17, Brenton Abdullah 31, and any other jockey at 71, whilst at Randwick. Glyn Schofield, the favourite there, 220. Ty Anglin, hope his hands were all right after signing all those autographs last night, at $4. Jason Collard at 5. Any other jockey at 8. Adam Hieronymus, bless his little cotton socks for Elmio Destino last night at 14. Jay Ford at 14. Josh Parr rode the couple of winners last night at 17. And Damien Brown, I'll probably take you to the airport, Damien, again today at $21. That is the Jockey's Challenge at Royal Randwick. Andrew, on Cox Plate Day, get to the races, get anywhere, get in front of a television and soak it all in.
Yeah, take it all in, but the best place to be is at the track and watch it there with everyone else roaring and screaming at Randwick today or whatever race meeting you've got in your area. Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Yeah, Dooman coming up. We kick off at 11 o'clock today on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Channel 528 on your Foxtel.
Stick with us, though. In the meantime,
I have
got
the
plenty of previews.
On, of course.
Yeah. Thank you, Glenn.
See you, mate.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au, as he is so right. Next, it'll be Doomben with Bernadette Cooper.
Sky Sports Radio's Going Greyhounds will wrap up all the weekend's Group 1 action Monday morning. Who will make the lucrative final of the Vic Peters at Wenty Park? Plus, the full story on the Sky Racing Top Gun. Going Greyhounds, Monday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team in the first by champion Dundeal. 10 wins, 6 Group 1s and over $5.3 million. From Fund Zero, half-sister to the dam of champion two-year-old Moss Fun.
He was a standout at the Magic Millions. What a great racehorse Dundeal was, and what a cracking family this filly has. The Dundeal filly should be a Dundeal.
Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Sports enthusiasts, you know who this is. It's Vossie, reminding you that it's time to get 2018 sorted with a 2018 Sports Year Diary. The anniversary dinner does not get booked on Origin Night. The family holiday takes place after the NBA Finals. The next child is conceived when paternity leave falls in line with the US Open. Order the Sports Year Diary online at sportsyear.com.au. Sports Year, play it right.
If you love a bet this Cox Plate Day, then we bet you'll love Tab's great offers on all Group 1 and Group 2 races too. That's 5 races at the Valley. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre is a tradie's dream. They're out near Narellan at Smeaton Grange. It's a trip worth taking. Their Iveco Daily Range offers outstanding fuel economy, turbo diesel engine and bigger payloads, so you'll get your job done quicker. For a limited time, buy any new Iveco Daily van or cab chassis, and on top of the 3-year 200,000K warranty, you'll score an extra year's warranty absolutely free. For more Iveco deals, visit stmc.com.au.
Sports and racing tomorrow from 7 on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Brisbane racing at Doomben, fine and warm, 30 degrees and a soft 5. That track will get upgraded. There's 46 of them out with a Peno of 5.16. Race 1, takeout number 11. Race 2, takeout 1, 4, 5, 7, 8, 12, 14, 15 and 18. The third number 12. Race 4, take out 12, 14 and then 17, 20, 21 and 22. The fifth, 12, 13 and 14. Race 6, take out 4, 10 and 15. Race 7, the scratchings are 9 and 12. Race 8, take out 2, 4, 6, 8, 11, 13, 14 and 16. Race 9, 1, 4, 8, 14, 19 and 20. And race 10, the scratchings are 1, 4, 7, 14, 16, 17 and 18. And with the 46 scratchings, I thank Bernadette Cooper for joining us, and we'll talk again next week, Bernie.
Yeah, brilliant.
Have you got any runners up there today?
Oh, I'm just giddy just watching it. I'm giddy from looking at form. 10 races, it's just incredible. Yeah, 40. There's still heaps of them racing.
Yeah, that's heaps. Good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hook in with 10 races because I'm running late anyway, and 10 races adds a couple of extras. So in the first, the two-year-old Sienna Rose is the favourite, $2.40 over Miracles of Plenty at 7.
Yeah, and look, I really respect it. There's been a nice move in the market for Sienna Rose. Obviously, she's well-bred, comes from a Steve O'Day stable, and she was charging home late the other day. But I also feel as though that race was really set up for the back markers. Favourite came from sort of 8 lengths off the lead and by the Cape. So I'm going to stick with one here, Miracles of Plenty, who everything went wrong for on debut. She'd trialled the house down. She'd beaten all her stable mates that have since been subsequent city winners. And then she obviously found a bottomless heavy track at a second start there, which she won. But I think she'll be much more effective here today on top of the ground. I think she leads and hopefully wins. So 1-3, the favourite. No knock on her at all. The blinkers go on today, which might help her stay a little closer to Miracles of Plenty in the run. Aetherius backs up, but doing a good job. And then I went the way of Heavenly Stranger, who's led and won a Gold Coast trial. So 1-3-2-7.
1-3-2-7. Race 2. Can Stuart Kendrick's horse just progress again here, the 2?
Well, I've got him on top. I really like this horse. And I love what Robbie Fradd had to say about him after he got off him. He sort of, you know, he was dominant from the front first up at the Sunny Coast. And I suppose we all expected him to lead last time out. And he was burnt for speed, so he's in behind them, he was off the bid, he was chasing, he was unbalanced when he straightened, and Robbie just sort of ever so beautifully sort of let him find his feet and picked him up, and once he picked him up on that heavy track, he really dug deep, and today he's going to get just this perfect trail in behind them on top of the ground, and I see everything going right for him here today. Made him a special 2-6, Boncho, she'll be rip tearing and busting, cruising along in front, he'll be right on her tail, I think. I'm going to put the 17 in for third, which is Star Justice, who's drawn to get the perfect trail, and I thought was very good beating Ice Frost last start. And then I went the way of the 10, Hot Gossip, who we all know was a good thing beat the other day, but she's got plenty of work from that draw today. So I'm 2-6, 17 and 10.
And your fancy $3.90 right now with Tab Fixed Odds. In the third, the cutest three-year-old, 4 Girl in a Millions, the favourite at 4.20 over the toppy St Patrick's Day at $6.50.
Yeah, well, this is one of those races for me that is really, really open. There's a lot of speed in this race with Girl in a Million and Red X and Wonderboom and Wudong Blade. The list just goes on and on. Adora Dancer. So I'm going very wide here. I'm going to go for a horse that really has to lift a lot off his last start maiden win at Woolloombarra. It's a horse called Mighty Mater, but he's drawn barrier one. He's got no weight on his back. And if he can stay in touch in the early stages of this race, i.e. fourth, fifth, around there, something like that, I think you could see a nice turn of foot off him at the end of the race. He's big odds, so, you know, quite possibly could run a nice tenth as well, Ben, but you never know. 11-10, Voulet, he closed off beautifully behind Girl in a Million last time out. Oh, she ran second, sorry, in that race. It was behind Just Dawn, but he closed beautifully. I've got to leave Girl in a Million. I know they're going to ride her extremely aggressive today. I think the stable's of the opinion that she's been sort of been a bit held up in front, so they're going to let her rip. And St Patrick's Day, there's a good move for him in the market, 11-10-4-1.
11, 10, 4, and 1 at the moment. It's $21.530 to place number 11, Your Fancy. To race 4, number 6, The Rumour File, in an open race, the $5 favourite over Caracabeal at $5.50.
Well, this is a race I'd like to say pass. There's too many of them. There's too many variables. There's too many bad gates. Half of them met last time out, and half were 3 wide, and half the pace didn't suit. I'm just scratching my head. I don't know where to go. I've actually gone looking for the fresher legs in this race, and that's number 20, Chris Waller's mare, Carini, who we saw up here behind Egg Tart in the Oaks. Look, she was only 4 lengths behind Egg Tart on that occasion, and she is 3rd up here today. I'm looking at her because she's got no variable. She's got a good draw. She's got no weight on her back. She's coming off a reasonable...
Now, hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. Mm. Which one are you tipping?
20.
It's out.
It's out?
It's out.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, the 20, 21 and 22 are out.
Oh, God. Now what am I going to do?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to put your second tip on top.
My second tip is 9, which is Caracabeal,
yep.
Who I guess... Yeah, I mustn't have gone back and checked again after that last time. I got sick of doing 47 scratchings or whatever it was. It must have been not late, but later.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to be Caracabeal. Not that keen on him, but I guess he's the best of the rest. He was 3 wide the other day. And he does get a few favours today because he's drawn better. So he really sort of had to put the foot down sort of around that 13.50 corner and probably took him to the 1,000 to get anyway, so he'd sort of spend a bit of petrol. So maybe today from 5 he gets a nicer run. I'm going to put the 15 in for 2nd, which is Classy Ruby. This one's drawn the Boondocks, but I thought she was great the other day, and she's probably going to get a very different run here today. The other day she was caught up on the inside, and it looks like she doesn't finish off as good as the 3rd place getter, but she does. When she got into the open, she really dashed, so she can have plenty of open today from that barrier. Then I put in the 6, the Rumour File. Chris Waller factor really there. Jeff Lloyd, barrier 2. He doesn't win too often, but... And maybe I put Endless Days back in now. I just thought he's going to have a hard time compared to the other day when everything went right for him. Today's got this woeful barrier. So we'll go 9, 15, 6 and 1.
Righto, to race 5. Freddie Foxtrot's trying to do it again. Number 9 at 2.40 over Don't Doubt the Wife at $4.20.
I'm going with Don't Doubt the Wife here. I know that she doesn't win out of turn. She's won 1 race, actually, but she's raced in some really nice races. And she ran 2nd to a horse called Nicanova, who you saw win here during the carnival. And Brother should have won the Guinea. So he's really talented. So she ran him to little under 2 lengths last preparation. She resumed. She got beaten by Lord Marmaduke by a head, but she had barrier 16 first up, so excuses there. And the other day, she just wanted to overdo it a little bit in front. And no animosity got the better of her, but she just overcooked herself. I think today she can press forward. If she wants to lead, she can lead. And I think she's fit enough now and tough enough now that she's a tough out company in front there as well. So if not, she takes a sit, doesn't she? 9 for 2nd, Freddie Foxtrot. Looks really talented, doesn't he? Super Suave will be so suited by the extra distance here today. And 5, Monasterio from the Chris Waller stable. I know a stayer resuming, but was quite tidy in a recent trial. 15.925.
To race number 6 at Doomben, Colosimo number 14 is the favourite at 2.50 over 13 Shore Deal at $6.
Yeah, I'm going Seductive Dream here, but I think Shore Deal is a real knockout chance. So Seductive Dream is a lovely mare from the Tony Hayden stable. She's 2nd up from a spell. She was back wide, too short for her last time out, I think. So 13.50 looks perfect, and definitely think she's better than the class 3 horse. Shore Deal could blow them all out of the water here. He ran sensational time at the Gold Coast. I know Annie just won, beating Kim Tarzan, but it was 3.5 lengths to the other third horse. They ran 1.8.92, 33.31 the last 600. He draws 2 with 53.5 kilos on his back. So if he runs a 30.50 out, I think he'll take some catching. 14, Colosimo. It's not a tricky draw, but she certainly needs a little bit of luck, but she probably goes back anyway. Felkirk Drive, perhaps the best of the rest from his soft draw. Or you could have Knight of Tyre there as well, 11, 13, 14 and 1.
11, 13, 14 and 1 to race 7, the open handicap. 7 Tycoon Ace is the favourite currently at Tab Fixed Odds, $3.40 over 1 Hofgarden at $5.50.
Right, the 3 here, Can't Buy Better. He's got lovely first up form, as in he's won 3 of his 6 races. I'm told he's going great guns. Last preparation, he won a stakes race, the Members Handicap maybe? Oh, yeah, Members Handicap, I think. And then he was beaten 4 lengths in the eyeliner. So, you know, he's won 8 of 24, this horse. He's been a late maturer, to be honest. He's 6 now, but he's by Casino Prince. But it took him to late 3-year-olds to really put things together. But I think, I think he can win here first up. So I think the speed's going to be a ripper. I think Tycoon Ace and Lucky Tom and perhaps even With a Promise put nice early speed into this race. And, yeah, he just needs to flop along midfield doing his own thing, I think. Hofgarten is the danger because he's just Hofgarten, isn't he? He's fabulous. He won with 59 kilos the other day. He's won 5 races at Doomben. And, yeah, but at the same time, he's got 60 and a half today, doesn't he? Tycoon Ace, big rise in grade, but pretty sharp over 6 furlongs and 4 too good to refuse. I think he's still doing his best work late. Last time out, so he's still stacking up last time he won a stakes race, actually. So 3174.
To race 8, the favourite is 9 Ice Frost at $3.70. In fact, joint favourite with 10 My Girl Haley, both at $3.70.
I like the top weight here, Don't Tell Mama, about $10. She bolted in a jump out at Toowoomba recently. She's drawn to 2, so she's going to get the perfect trail in what will be a hotly run race. There's plenty of speed in this race with Ice Frost, My Girl Hayley, Now You See. So those 3 horses are going to burn along, and this girl being fresh, and she's only had, I think, 1 trial, but Tony says she's really wound up. So, I think she's great at the each way odds. First up, I think she's won twice and had a placing from 3 goes as well. And last time in, we saw some really nice form, and she beat horses like Kutsunova and Nice to Maternal as well in the early part of the carnival. So 1, 9 Ice Frost is Push Button, 10 My Girl Haley likewise, and going the way of 12, our BB could be a big improver from behind. 1, 9, 10, 12.
The second last race, 9, number 11, Mystic Opal, and an open race, the $5.50 Tab Fixed Odds favourite right now, ahead of 13, Cape Town Hussy at $7.
I like Lord Dag, the old 7-year-old here. He was really putting himself into the race. He was never going to win, but certainly, you know, he was going to get beat under a length the other day, and he just got completely flattened. And the jockey had to pull him out of that tight finish. So he got, in the end, got beat 1.8 lengths behind Urban Knight. But he's ready to go here today. And Emma Young will take a couple of kilos off and give him a nice ride from there. 13. Cape Town Hussy, she's a mare that's absolutely flying at the moment. Ruling Force is in so well at the weights here today. And then I threw in the 7 Dream Finish, who needs Mission Impossible probably from that barrier, but she's going great guns. 2, 13, 3, and 7.
And the last of 10 and number 6, Privlaka, joint favourite with 8 Courts of King, both at $5.
Yeah, really keen on Fiery Heights here. He comes out of a good, tough effort behind Hofgarten last time out, back to, restricted grade plastics company here today. I think he'll lead, and I think he'll win. He's my second special. Actually, 2 lengths, Hofgarten's good enough for him to be winning this. I'm going to put the 8 in for second, which is Courts of King. I loved his win at the Sunny Coast last time out, leading Jet Sonic. Obviously, in his stride, has got to be in the mix. And Privlaka, first up, he needs a bit of luck from that barrier, and means I've got to live fast, so I thought it was a good thing last week, but this is probably a bit tougher. So 3, 8, 11, and 6.
And what are the 2 good things?
The 2 good things today are race 2, number 2, Velfiorno, and race 10, number 3, Fiery High.
2-2 and 10-3. Have a good day up there, Bernie.
Thanks, Ben.
Good on you, mate. Bernadette Cooper looking at Doomben. Let's move to Kembla Grange. Fine and a good 4. Races 1 and 2 are clear. The third takeout, 3 and 6. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 5. Race 6 takeout, number 3. And race 7. The scratchings are 3, 5 and 10. And good morning to Wayne Harris.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Beautiful day down here in the down the south coast in Wollongong. We had a big shower of rain on one night through the week there, but it hasn't made any difference. Beautiful weather.
The track's really healthy, according to Dave Anderson, on a good four. All right, the first race, mate, Antonio's Pride, the four, is the Tab fixed odds favourite, 210 over three, Madame Jura, $3.70.
Yeah, Andrew, I've got numbers 4, 5, 1 and 3. I've gone with Antonio's Pride. I don't know if he's really bred to stay, but I tell you what, he's done a good job this prep. He's gone from 12.50, 13.50 up to 16, then jumped to 23.50 at Newcastle the other day, and he did all the bullocking work out in front. He got attacked by the third horse from the top of the straight. He fought that horse off, and then he was ambushed by the winner, which was Madame Jura, who he meets about 2.5 kilos better here today. So I've got to put him on top. I think he's game, and he'll be very, very hard to beat. I've got this maiden horse, Fumeroles, number 5, as the main danger. He's backing up from 6 days ago, running at Wyong. He's very, very one-paced, but jumping up to this distance here today, I think he looks like he should run it. The query horse is number 1, Hoof Hustler, former New Zealander. His two runs in Australia have been very, very average, I must say. But he has trialled since his last run. He's with the Waller camp. He's coming back to provincial grade, up to 2,400, class 1. He's in the right grade if he shows any of his old form. And the other one I'm throwing in is last start winner, number 3, Madame Jura, 4.5, 1.3.
4, 5, 1 and 3 in the first. We move to race 2 at Kembla, and with Tab fixed odds, we've got number 1, Falster, $1.95 over 4, Broadly, at 3.60.
Yeah, he's short enough, but he looks a winner for mine. Number 1, Falster, 1, 5, 4 and 2 are the numbers. He's only had the one run, and it was a good debut run. He was caught wide here at Kembla, beaten by Warranty, who goes around in the first race in town today. That was a very, very strong maiden, I feel. Now, he kept coming in the straight, and with the benefit of that race experience, he's not pretty short, though, but I like the way he stuck on the other day, so he's on top for me. Number 5, Rocherville, went around that same Warranty race the other day, and that was first up from a let-up. Blinkers go on here today, and it looks like it's improving with each run. Of the others, I've thrown in number 4, Broadly. Now, 2 of his career runs have been in city class races. They've been fair runs. Not a bad run at Wyong the other day, last start. And the other one's training is number 2, On Angel's Wings. Hasn't done much as yet, but could be an improver. 1, 5, 4 and 2.
To race 3, another small field here. Number 5, Sevens is the shorty, $1.65 over number 1, LVR, at $2.90.
Yeah, we've got some shorties here today, Andrew. Small fields. I've got numbers 5, 1, 4, 2. We've gone with Sevenses here. Edward O'Rourke's been very, very patient. I think this horse has had 7 trials in 3 different preps, and I've liked his trial. He trialled around second at Randwick in his last trial behind Birdsong. That was a pretty strong trial, I feel, and I feel that he's just got stronger and stronger with each trial. LVR is still a maiden after 13 starts. He's trained on the track here, but he's had the one run back from a spell, and he's the obvious danger for mine. He'll win sooner than later. I thought the other ones we throw in, number 4, Hose the Air, and number 2, Samosa, is the other one we can throw in with 4 runners. 5, 1, 4, 2.
5, 1, 4 and 2 there. To race 4, a class 3, number 2, Invincible George, for Grant Buckley, the $3.30 Tab fixed odds favourite, over 3, Oxford Magic, at $3.90.
This is a very, very good class 3 plate, Andrew, and some promising types here. I went this way, number 5, 5, 2, 3, 4. He's been good to me, Grimoire. I made a statement when he ran second here in a 3-horse race that it might be a pretty strong form race. I was right for once. Stonebrook's come out and just put picket fences next to his name. He'll run well in town again here today. His next run, he blew right out the gate the other day. He was very game and winning here at Kembla Grange. And I think he's got a little bit of promise, number 5. I'd definitely give number 2, Invincible George, the main chance here. Great first up record, 3 from 4. His trial was tremendous the other day behind Big Money there at on the Beaumont track. He's got plenty of ability. The penny starts to drop with him. He's a pretty smart horse. Of the others, I've thrown in number 3, Oxford Magic, backed off the map the other day at Wyong, and it was a very brave win there. It was led and attacked and found plenty, so it's going well at the moment. And number 4, Volier, they've ridden it off the speed the other day, and it was one of its best runs here at Kembla. And I've left out probably the best weighted horse in the race, Old Man Sam. Very good race. 5, 2, 3, 4.
To race 5, a class 2 over the mile. Number 2, Sepoy Achievers, the Tab fixed odds favourite, 2.80 over 1, Liffey, at 3.60.
Yeah, 3 Waller ladies dropping back to provincial grade here, and I think they'll run 1, 2, 3. My numbers are 1, 2, 3 and 4. I've gone with Liffey. Green Buckley rides this one for Chris Waller. Now, he's had the two runs back from the spell, this mare, and stepping up to 1,600 metres, which is a plus for her. Good record here at the track for winning a place here, only two runs here. She's got the good alley. I've put it just in front. I'm very worried about the stablemate, number two, Sepoy Achiever. The Japanese boy rides it. It's got the inside draw. She just loses the dash when Chris steps her up in distances. That's the only thing. But the last couple of runs have been very good in town, so one of these two will win the race. The stablemate, three Foxy Housewives, just a bit back behind them. Before Lightning, Nick did win here at the track two runs ago. So for me, 1, 2, 3, 4.
To race 6, a benchmark 60 at Kembla. Number 2, One Sun's the Tab fixed odds favourite at the moment, 3.30. Over 1, back to Jacko at $4.
I've got 1, 2, 4 and 6 here. Some good friends of mine have got shares in back to Jacko. He's having his second run for local trainer Kerry Parker. And he's a great run first up here for him the other day. He's not normally known for first up efforts, but his overall form's probably better than these, and he has run well second up before, so I've got him on top. One Sun was a big win the other day, coming from the tail there at Canberra from last to win. And we don't see Rob Potter bring his horses up this way that often, so it must be going very well. Of the others, we're throwing number 4, Smiling All. Rita Peake, third up here today. And there's 2 of them, I think. Number 6, Ichabod. I know Brad Widdop's got a bit of an opinion of the horse, but I think he leaves it on the track. Just don't know how genuine he is. So 1, 2, 4, 6.
The second last for fillies and mares. Number 2, Jaunty, is the $2.40 fixed odds favourite with Tab. Over 9, Metavina for Godolphin at $3.10.
This is a very strong maiden, Andrew. I think late mail will be very important. It's a bit of form, and it's a few first starters from good stables. Early doors, I've gone 2, 9, 8 and 4. I've gone with number 2 on top, Jaunty, mainly because she's got race experience. She's been to the races 3 times for 3 very good placings. And the last 2 placings were in Warwick Farm. So she hasn't been knocked around in 2 trials coming into this. Bit of an awkward draw for her, but I think with